Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, hello.
Hi Kurt.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Country's here.
Hi, country boy. Hi Derek.
Hi country boy.
Hi there.
Hi Kurt, how are you?
Hi Derek.
How are you?
Hi.
Happy Monday.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I gave up some of my hoop cards out at the rally yesterday.
Oh, good.
Good.
We're going to do a show today about act of kindness, and I have the best story of acts of kindness. It's called A Good Samaritan in the Bible, and I'm going to read a couple of verses from it.
I'm going to go on mute, okay?
Okay, Derek.
I'll be here.
Okay, verse 33. For a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever you more you spend, I'll come back and repay you. So that is an awesome story of acts of kindness. And I wanted to see you guys, what did you do over the weekend for the act of kindness? What I did, I helped a couple people life coaching over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically open up doors for, you know, people, and that's what I do every day. So what kind of act of kindness did you do over the weekend, guys? I'll lead you off with Mom. What did you do, Mom?
You know, I'm going to have to think about that.
Okay.
I know I hold doors for people, but
I
have to think of something better than that.
All right. Okay. Country boy. Country boy? Hello, Mary. How are you doing? Mary?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing? I don't know if you want to hear. We're doing a show on act of kindness today, and I just wanted to know. I just read a Bible verse about the Good Samaritan. I was wondering if you did any kind of act of kindness over the weekend.
This weekend I've been dealing with my kids and just getting ready for duck swimming. But last weekend we had a fire behind our house.
Right.
Our neighbor, their car started on fire. So my daughter decided she had to go check out, because we live in a small town. So she knows all the firemen and everybody involved.
Right.
So she had to run back up to our house, grab all my bottles of water, and run them all back down because it was so hot. She was worried the firemen were going to.
Raise your daughter.
Very nice.
Huh?
That was very nice of you, Mary.
Oh, it was my daughter. That was all she came up. She's one. We work very hard about teaching her, you know, the golden rules, and, you know, helping people less fortunate. So, like, when we go for walks, she's got to make sure that she picks up all the garbage she sees along the road and open doors for people and saying hi to everybody she sees.
Mm-hmm.
And smiling at somebody, too. That is a wonderful thing. They don't expect a smile. And they may have a frown on their face, and then all of a sudden you smile at them, and they smile back.
That is, and I just read an interesting article about that. I live in Minnesota, and so apparently, and I didn't realize this until I really read the article and started paying attention when I went to the store, Minnesotans always have a half smile for everybody they don't know. They'll nod their head and have a little half smile for people.
Oh,
it's
nice.
An automatic reflex.
That's
nice.
Cool.
So Mary, is that Mary?
Yes,
that's Mary.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Mary, let me jump in right there with you, sweetie. You're doing what I've been doing for 30, 40 years. Some people get it, and some people don't. So here's my little part of that short story to add to the cliff notes on what you're talking about so that people will understand more clearly when we say we're launching a kindness campaign, when we say we're launching and already Joel gripping it with his infinite wisdom launched years and years ago, a hope campaign, what we're talking about is I have a little saying that love is the greatest gift. Did y'all hear that word? Gift.
Yes.
We didn't do nothing to learn it. We didn't do nothing to earn it. My grandmama used to say, in the Bible says, to each one of us a measure was given. Y'all heard me say time and time again, my grandmama says her favorite song was something that went like this. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go, she says. I was reading in the Word. He says, and I quote, I am the truth and the light. So if you going, let me throw you one more cliff note. He says, I am love. But I keep telling everybody, love is not love until one gives. That goes that crazy word, gives away. Love is not love until one gives it away. So if you want to receive some love, some kindness, some hope today, then you start going out. And here it comes, Mary. I always call it do unto others before. Are y'all hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth? Before they do unto you, smile, and the world will smile back at you. Boy, I was a sign language kind of guru when I was in high school. I could look at Mary on the other side of the room and just wink my eye and communicate with her on a different vibrational harmony that the teacher couldn't even pick up my sign language. Every now and then I'm riding down the road and I might just see some workers on the side of the road doing what they're doing, fixing it in the mud. And I throw a thumb up, sign language, way to go, son, get her done.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about, you guys. You don't have to be no miracle worker. You do not have to have a degree. And here comes Ron, just for you. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. I may have done what they said I did, but that's not who I am. We live with a God of a second chance. So if you do unto others before they do unto you, and you go out and try to give somebody some hope and say something crazy like, I hope you have a blessed day, I hope you stay healthy, I hope you and your family are doing fine, it's called, they call it the law of the universe, Mary. Whatever you put out there will come right back to you. Back over to you, sir.
Okay. We have the president of the Hope Collection on now, Ron Clayton. How you doing, Ron?
Well, I'm hearing
a lot of static for some reason.
Yeah, I am too. Whoever has that phone, can you tell me mute it, please?
It's called, I think, my phone. I apologize to you, so I can't talk to you unless you get my statement.
No.
I don't mean to give you static, guys. I want to give you clear communication. In fact, that's scriptural. If you give clear communication, it permits growth.
Yeah.
So I want to say hello to everybody today, and first of all, acknowledge Kurt for you holding and handling this show on Mondays, the beautiful work that you've done, becoming a certified life coach and being able to bring to the audience of the Hope Collection and members and guests that we are in the process of helping them to help others. That's our theme. And, you know, the Golden Rules really allows us to make a difference in people's lives. I'm so proud of Kurt for him stepping up and standing up to do this. And if he have, and that's why we bring people like Mr. Dorsey. Country boy. We bring him to the line because he brings a source of knowledge, experience, life experience, and people that have credentials and have backgrounds in making differences, doing things, not just talking about it. We talk on the show. But right now, you are connected to people who can connect you to make things happen. And so as the president of the organization, I'm just proud to be able to share our leaders. And this show is here for everybody Monday through Friday at lunch. And the eight pillars that the Hope Collection operates under, which is faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health, and wellness. And so those pillars of what we operate to bring people and organizations and services for individuals, that's what makes us of value to everybody in any circumstances.
Right.
And so today what I encourage you to do is whoever is speaking, Kurt, I don't know who you have on the show today, but whoever is speaking and sharing, we just want you to know that this is a forum that we know can and is making a difference in people's lives. I had a few minutes before soon I go to calls and appointments that I have. I just want to stop and say thank you. And we're so proud of the folks that are making a difference in the lives of others, making a better world. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we also want to welcome Mary to the group, too. She is awesome. She has a lot of research, a lot of knowledge in child therapy, mental issues with autism, and I just want to welcome her to the group, too. She's on the radio show for what? Mary, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to welcome you again to our Hope Collection. Mary, my mom's on. I don't know if you remember my mom, Ruth. She's on here. And could you just give her a background on what you do?
Yes, I am a mental health coach that specializes in mental health disorders with individuals and families. I specialize particularly in autism, but I help all families. And what I do is I work with the parents and the child to eliminate the issues of that disorder. Your meltdowns, your nonverbals, your sensory issues, anxiety, your panic attacks. And I teach you how to regulate them and how to listen to your body and your mind to know what's going on. But at the same time, I help work with the kids and the families, because you can work with that kid for 20 years, but if you don't fix the whole family environment, then nothing's going to change. It's just going to be a revolving door with the same issues over and over again.
Yes.
Right.
Very true.
That is so true. It's very true. Yeah.
Well, there's so much anxiety in this world now, and I'm sure it's from COVID and all the, what's going on, and it's not fun to live with anxiety.
No, and you know, the sad part is right now it seems like it's better to have a disorder than not a disorder, and a lot of parents nitpick every little thing their kid does to find a disorder in them.
Oh.
Which is wrong.
Which is what causes a lot of anxiety, too, because they don't know who they are. Their parents keep, trying to make them a certain way, or looking for, that little thing that's wrong instead of accepting what's right.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you guys, with me, Mary and I was talking, I've spent close to 40-something years of my life working with children, handicapped, handicapable, schizophrenic, bipolar, crackhead kids. We have a trafficking headquarters, my other mentor, Deborah Clark, the trafficking headquarters here in Atlanta for trafficking children. And they sent me a little girl, what, 14, and she'd been trafficking since she was 6. And they wanted me to tell them what was wrong with her.
Right.
And then that's a different scenario. Everything, again, doesn't work for, and I'm not trying to be negative either, but probably about 60% of the kids that I work with that are stressed out, it's because their parents are having to deal with them and don't know how. And the parent, if the parent is stressed, the kid is going to be stressed. So a lot of the times the problem wasn't with the child. The problem was with the parent and not knowing what to do. And that's why we, as a Hope Collection, we already told you guys, we have experts on our team that have knowledge in areas that you don't have. My granddaddy always told me, country boy, if you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to find yourself some new friends. And that's why Joel Griffin brought together this Hope Collection of people that we call super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. We all come together with our knowledge, our heart, our expertise, and we help bless humankind. So we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and you. Back over to you, sir.
Country boy, you brought up a good point. And when my children were born, my son and daughter, nobody handed me a parent manual to raise children. It was all brought on how I was raised and how my wife was raised. Sometimes there are health issues in us where we don't understand, and sometimes we try to over-help or over-compensate mental health issues in the child and decide, okay, this is the right thing to do, but actually it's not probably not going to be the right thing to do. We don't know. We're just going by what experts tell us. What's best for the child. And, you know, Mary brought up a point where she said that, you know, she is going on a different route of people that has this. Mary, is this a disease they have, or is it a mental disease they have, or is it where they were born with it?
It's a little of both. You know, like anxiety and stuff like that.
Right.
A lot of that is brought on as opposed to, you know, autism, they don't really know.
Right.
And a lot of it can be born disorders. Some of it can be mental disorders. What I have found the biggest, hardest thing for kids right now is not so much, it's the non-congruency, where the school's doing one thing, home does another, and none of the services you have all work together, and none of them do the same thing, but none of them help the parents learn what to do at home.
Right. And that's the issue. And, you know, and Country Boy brought up another point, is that where, you know, he was brought up really well being by his grandfather and parents and stuff, and he knows from his learning from his parents and grandparents how to live life and be respectful to other people, and I admire him for doing that. And I'm the same way. I was brought up with, you know, my parents and my grandparents, and so I was taught by how to respect people too, and how to do an act of kindness to people. You know, I always say, you respect me, I'll respect you back, you know? And that's
exactly.
What, that's, Yeah.
It is something that is not taught so much here in the United States, in the Midwest.
But here I come again. Here I come again. I'm devil's advocate, as they used to say. I always got something to say. Well, I'm working with Mr. Lynn Cain right now on the International Kindness Campaign. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Well, I just happen to be the one that got bullied. I always wanted to be treated better, but nobody treated me better. But my grandmama told me, baby, if you act just like they do, if you they don't give you the respect and you don't give them, she said, kill them with kindness, baby. Don't you start being like they are, because two wrongs don't make a right. And if you act nasty just because they turned their nose up to you and pushed the old lady down and broke in line, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand there and complain? You going to put somebody down too? Or are you going to help the lady get back up again and then say a prayer over them while they run off? There's certain things that we can do and certain things that we cannot do. Now, I'm going to throw you guys a curveball because the counseling part just woke up inside of me. We're supposed to treat other people with kindness, but I also have a young lady that's my life coach. Her name is Alana Von Zandt, who is Oprah Winfrey's teacher. We're supposed to treat people and treat people the way you want to be treated. It is not cool to be selfish, but it's more than cool, more than godly to be selfish. Let me throw that one more time. It is not cool to be selfish. If you think for one second that it's always about you, then you have never even graduated from elementary school understanding that it's bigger than you and there's something in life bigger than you. It has to be something bigger than you. Okay? So number two is when we're talking about self-full, whatever you do for you, health consciously, mental consciously, whatever you eat, you got your brain, the most powerful force in the universe. You got your heart where God takes up permanent residence. You got that little cousin that lives right next door. It's called a gut feeling, your stomach. And the knee bone's connected to this, but the kidneys are right over there, and the lungs are right over there. And if you don't treat your body, your temple, the way it should be treated, then what's in you is for you, but what comes out of you is for everybody else. So if you're worrying at night, if you're not eating right, if you're not sleeping right, if you're a caffeine junkie or a nicotine junkie, anything, too much of anything good ain't good for you. And I'm going to land right over here. I was saying that my granddaddy says with his wisdom, you can't control what nobody else thinks.
Right.
You can't control what nobody else says. You can't control what nobody else does. You can only do what you do. Here comes the curveball. Don't miss it. Ain't nobody, we say ain't down here in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, so you do what God told you to do. Do unto others before they do unto you. Give some hope away. Give some kindness away. Give some love away and watch what happens. It comes right back. Your way. Back over to you again, sir.
It does. It comes back tenfold to you. I see my friend on Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, buddy? How you been?
Okay, man.
We're talking about act of kindness today.
Yes, I've been listening.
Oh, good. Okay. Nice, you're a cat.
Oh, that's my cat. That's Oliver.
But
I know we got a lot of women on today. So, women, y'all go ahead. They've been talking for years. Behind them, every good man, there's a good woman. Artists, we always, y'all heard me be biased? and give a shout out to Jewel Griffin, and nobody ever gives a shout out to Artis, the wife that understood this man, the wife
right.
that was not so selfish that she couldn't share him with three presidents.
Right.
Can you imagine telling Joel, well, I need you here for me. Do you really have to go meet with the president, Joel?
Yeah.
Shout out, Artis. We love you, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. She is a rock. Man. I had privileges of going on a cruise with them, and they, the knowledge that they had, oh, my gosh, well, she has, too. It's unbelievable. You could sit there for hours.
And then, Kurt, let me walk on you one more time. That other spiritual super girlfriend of ours, Barbara Riley, who usually used to come in on
Wednesday. Yeah.
And she would
I'm
talk to us about affordable, attainable homes. She's
yes.
been nourishing family first, whoever y'all pray to first, whoever y'all pray
right.
to first, whoever you pray to first, and then family. Ron Clayton,
mm-hmm.
are you still there?
No, he left the show.
Kurt, do me a favor. Spit them pillars out real slowly for people again so they can understand that we're not building a whole foundational sinking sand, that we have pillars that we stand by. It's our story and we're sticking to it.
I can't hear you because somebody has a lot of feedback.
Okay, look, you guys, if you're not speaking right now, do us a favor because the call is being recorded. Just mute your phone. Just hit the mute button on your phone. Because what happens is if you have the TV on, even if you're in a quiet environment and you have your phone in, unmuted, if you walk by another digital device of any kind, it'll
mm-hmm.
give us feedback. So thank you so very much.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, sir, spit out those eight pillars so that they'll know. And I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'll come back again. www.rrcenter. Research Resource Center. We're living in the information stage, and they say knowledge is power. So don't be running around here talking about, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Well, forgive them for not asking. Ask not, receive not. If you want to know, one of the first places that you start when you come snooping around and want to know more and want to grow is to look at the Research Resource Center, and then you'll find these eight pillars that Kurt's getting ready to show with you. Spit them out for him, Kurt.
Okay. The first one, which I am going to be doing more in going into more depth, is the health and wellness pillar. The second one is housing. We provide housing. If you need houses, at an affordable rate, we can help you do that. Arts, Simply Boy, you're the chairman of Arts, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Faith, if you need some spiritual guidance or if you need to look towards whatever you worship, faith, energy, family, and that's and food and clean water and education. And I'm also diving into education as far as with working with Gary Huffenstein. He and I are going to be going more into depth of job economics, where we can set up job training in smaller communities in the Western New York area. We're working with about five or six chambers right now. We have membership among less than 100 people that need jobs. Recently, they closed a state prison in Gowanda, which employed over 1,000 people, and now 1,000 people are out of jobs. So we're going to go down that area and set up a center somewhere and help them get jobs and job training for them. So that's my thing. Those are the eight ones. So first one's health and wellness, housing, arts, faith, energy, family, and food and clean water and education. And that's what Hope Collection is all about. Once you boy had made me realize what Hope Collection is, because hope means hope in your life. and collection is a collection of people like us that care, are friendly, and we want to put hope back into people's lives. And it's a very awesome organization. Len Kane is a host on Fridays. He's the president of Golden Loop Society, and that is a wonderful society to belong to. I belong to everybody on this call, probably belongs to it. And so it's awesome. Awesome.
So, listen, you guys. Y'all heard me do that little mumbo jumbo just a few minutes ago, and I said ain't. A lot of people don't even know what that means. When I said can't nobody do, please understand the people under the sound of my voice that we all have been told that most of our life that he only made one of you. There's no one in the world, they said fingerprints. They said no one in the world, DNA. They've been giving us all these clues all of our life that there is no one in the world like you. And simply because of that, the world will never, ever, ever, ever be the same because you showed up. And just a little cliff note, a little secret. Before there was a night or a day, before there was a tick, or a talk. Before your daddy was lucky enough to run into your mama. Before the third trimester. Before that push of pain. Before you ever showed up, the divine creator says, and I quote, I have plans to prosper you. So there's that look, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. I mean it. And he designed you in his own image, which means you are the only representative that can represent him like you. So whatever it is that you've been wanting to do, you can be in business for yourself and not be in business by yourself. Because if you think that you can do what the divine creator told you to do by yourself, then I think you're in the wrong category. I think you might have yourself a caution light button on, which means that he's going to send people into your life to help you. Did y'all not hear me say earlier that I'm smart because I'm smart enough to put people around me that know stuff that I don't know? I know how to change my own oil, but I can take it around the corner to my buddy and pay him $14.95 and write it off on my taxes and get my money back. So I don't change my own oil. I just made a friendship, a relationship with a guy that does it better than me. So this is what we're doing now, you guys. When I said super friends, we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we let everybody love their very best. Did you hear me say that can't nobody do? Can't nobody love your baby like you do? Can't nobody understand your child like you do? And in the process of being mama, in the process of being daddy, in the process of being babysitter, in the process of being the shopper and the cleaner and all them other things that come along with you, mama, shout out, mothers. Happy Mother's Day. I can imagine some of you guys sitting out right there with your selfish buttons say, go away, I don't feel like being your mother today. Happy Mother's Day to you mothers. Because you never get a day off. So now that you've taken care of the husband, taking care of the kids, taking care of the grocery list, taking care of the laundry, taking care to make sure that your husband does change the oil in the vehicle, and taking care of the child, and mommy, my head hurts, and my foot hurts, and my finger hurts, and here comes the pet. What about you? Well, Janet Jackson was to show up, said what they would say, woman, date, girlfriend, what the hell have they done for you lately? Well, we've been sitting over here hoping, hoping, hoping that you would show up to our show. If you didn't want to be blessed, you better go away. I already told you that we don't have no hidden agendas or hidden motives or what we want to do with you. We want to bless you and your family. And if you're taking notes, write this down. I have a little website. Rick Reese put it together, one of my mentors. It's called Better. You want me to spell that out for you? B-E-T-T-E-R, world, or one big giant word. Better, B-E-T-T-E-R, world, W-O-R-L-D, changers, C-H-A-N-G-E-R-S. That's plural, you guys. That means it's more than one person involved in this better world changing. Oh, the world won't get no better. If we just let it be, we got to change the world. Just you and me. Go to the website, scroll to the center of the page, and you're going to see a little four-minute video. It talks about seven mountains of culture. It's a very, very top mountain. It's going to explain to you the government. Right over through the government. We don't tear the wall of Jericho down.
I have something for you to do, country boy. Tonight is Rick Reese's prayer group. Is it Rick Reese's prayer group tonight, right?
That's my prayer group. I've been on it since Rick did it. We do it every Monday for the last 15 years.
Okay. Can you tell everybody what time it is and how to get there?
I could do that, but it's easier for me to send it to the inner circle people and let them send it to all their people because I have to start going in and spitting out and hope you get the code, and then we have a bunch of people. Let me send it to you, but see what we do. Let me explain something to you, way this works. My son has a business. He's got 600-plus employees. My son has 600 employees. He calls it inner circle. It looks like an eight turned up sideways.
Right.
The way we work in this circle of love, the Hope Foundation, Golden Rule, we don't want to confuse you because we're like a big giant stack of dominoes. You touch me, you touch Ron Clayton. You touch Rick, you touch Ron Clayton. You touch me, you touch Barbie, you touch Kirk, you touch Kirk and his mama. So listen, you guys. Anything that you want to know, we'll share with you. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. That's what we do, you guys. That's the reason I said the information. Wherever you are at your particular point of life right now, don't worry about what happened in the past. Don't worry about what didn't work. Don't worry about tomorrow. We're living for today. We're not promised tomorrow. If you decide today, what you want to do, what you will do 7 days a week that will put a smile on your face even if nobody didn't pay you. Anybody don't pay no attention to what you were doing. You do it anyway. It's called passion.
Right.
Yeah. God will fuel your passion, and right now, he will send you, Kurt, life coach. Life coach. What does a life coach do? He will give you the first big cliff note in your life. He may not be able to tell you everything that works. He may not be able to tell you everything to do. That's where God comes in. He may not be able to tell you, but he can tell you what not to do.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Right.
Turn back over you.
That's it.
You don't waste no time and waste no money, ma'am. I may not be able to tell you everything that works, but let me tell you what don't work.
Right. And that goes right back to the act of kindness, too, where you show your kindness to people. And the best thing for being a life coach is you have to listen to people and you have to be compassionate to them and their feelings. And you have to show them that you are kind to them. And That's one of the reasons why you, as a life coach, you have to have that. That's one of the pure, that's one of the bylaws of life coaching, is that you have to have kindness and compassion towards other people. And, you know, right now, this whole world needs kindness. It's going crazy right now. We need to show kindness. And, Country Boy, you're right. We have, through the Hope Collection, we have Ron Clayton. We have you. We have me. We have Mary now. We have my mom. She can certainly help other people. Because she has
83
years of life experience. So, I mean...
Let me interrupt you one more time. I almost forgot. All them women started showing up. I have three weaknesses in life: women, children, and old people. And I started hearing all them. Man, you came on and said, "Man, I got my mom on." And I said, "Mary, are you there?" And then I heard another woman's voice, and I'm saying, "Y'all ain't gonna outdo me. Let me call one of my super girlfriends." Her name is Crystal. She's kind of been listening in, and I didn't even say, "Hello, Crystal, how are you today, sweetie? Would you like to say hello? Let me introduce you to my super friends. Crystal, can you unmute your phone for a second, even if you're bringing some noise? Would you bring it on in here, girlfriend? Crystal, are you there? At least say hello." And I'm in a noisy environment and go back. I can't let you listen in on the home call and not give you 2 seconds worth. Crystal, you want to say something, babe? All right, back over you, Kurt.
Okay. All right. Anyway, basically, the Hope Collection is just full of people that help people, and helping others help them help others. That's the motto. And it, I have no words for anybody. We have to show act of kindness every day. It doesn't matter if it. If you have a bad day yourself, you just have to do it. It's part of the theme pool, I guess. So, on that note, anybody else want to come in and say something?
I'm going to solicit prayers right now, you guys, and then I'm going to jump off in a hurry. I said,
right,
it's cool. Okay. Oh, no, wait. I said, it's okay if you come on and even come on with some noise. And by the time I said that, I heard a big, giant boom. I'm like, what in the world was that? I'm in my studio in the garage.
Right.
A tree just fell in my house. Yeah, it crushed the deck, and right next to the chimney's looking like it's going over sideways. So I'm going to jump off, you guys.
Things happen, but
you know, I was on the other day. Listen, this is it. Look, I don't bring no negative energy. There's a blessing in every lesson. There's a lesson in every blessing. There's a blessing in every lesson. So all things, listen, you guys, there's a message, there's a blessing, there's a hidden message in this. All things. Y'all could unmute your phone and with me and testify if I said all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. Two examples before I do my little exit. Friend of mine, super friend of mine, super girlfriend of mine, way over in Seattle. Her name is Melinda. She's on our prayer call every Monday. Never met her before, but she's a lot like me. If I was a woman, I would have been Melinda. She spent 30-something years of her life working with kids like us, Mary, like us, Crystal. She goes into the trenches. I used to be one of the fastest growing churches in North America. Grew from 28 members to 62,000. Our church would seat 23,000 people. I had 300 to 500 kids every Sunday in 10 different rooms from 3 months to 3 years of age. I'd get them potty trained, get their thumb out of the mouth, get the rashes gone, and ship them off to Sunday school. So we grew ministry. But at that time, I was trying to be a come or grow up and become a man of war. and I asked Bishop T.D. Jakes, my spiritual mentor for the last 40-some years, how can I be a man of war working in the nursery? And he graduated me soon as I opened my mouth to prison ministry. Met Belinda, she's working with little babies, and all of a sudden she's working with ex-cons, rapists, murderers, robbers, thieves, all them kind of good old people that cheer for a purpose too. But at the same time, you have to watch what you say. The words that come out your mouth were powerful. Example, she says, well, I know I've been serving, but I'm just kind of getting tired. Every time I get ready to go somewhere, if it's hot today, I can't let the window down in the car, because if I let it down, I can't let it back up. If it's raining, I let it down, and all of this. I just want a car where the window works. It cranks up every time I turn the key. God heard her. Something happened. What happened? She had a car wreck. A lady ran into her car. Oh, it was too bad, too bad, too bad for the insurance company to say that they was going to repair her car. So they had to replace her old car with a silver Mercedes with a sunroof and air conditioning windows at work. We was laughing about it. I said, be careful, be careful, be careful. See what caused it. Be careful what you say. Because God will give it to you. Because God will give it to you. Because God will give it to you. You have to watch what comes out your mouth. Be careful what you say. Sticks and stones may break your bones, and words will never hurt you. Words are powerful. In the beginning was the Word, the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Watch what you say to you about you. Watch what you can say to you about what you can and cannot afford. My mentor, all the names have been changed to protect the guilty and the innocent. My mentor said, I said, yeah, you've been driving that car for 20-some years, man. When are you going to get you a new car? He says, I've been asking my wife, baby, we need to get us a new car. She would say, we can't afford no new car. We can't afford no new car. We can't afford no. That's tell her to stop saying that. What do you mean? Tell her to stop saying that. See, she serves a God that controls and owns everything and has a cow on Thousand Hills, and he has the audacity to tell you, after all these years, you can't afford a new car? Faith. Faith is the currency of the believer. Faith is the currency of the believer. Tell her to stop saying that. Fast forward to tape, country boy. We're running out of time. They was getting their second or third shot. Booster shot. He forgot that he didn't schedule his wife to get the booster shot on the same day, but they went together. So when he was there, he was able to say, well, we'll give you your shot. He said, well, shoot, ladies first. You can't give my wife my shot. He said, no, we got you scheduled for that shot. But we have a few other people that scheduled that didn't show up. And if they don't show up, it's about 20 minutes before closing. If y'all want to wait, if they don't show up, we'll be able to administer your wife one of their shots. He said, okay, cool. Good things come to those that wait. Good things come to those that wait. Patience is a virtue. So they sat down and just waited upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord to renew their spirit. Yeah, that rise up like eagles. Rise up, rise up. While they were patiently waiting in the waiting room. They weren't even having a baby. They was getting ready to birth a new car. Somebody come running in the room and says, is there anybody in here drives a maroon such-and-such car? Dan very slowly raises his hand into the air. The camera zoomed on in, and his wife's mouth is going to fall open to the ground. And they said, some old lady just backed into your car. Wow. And when they backed into her, the input pounded her foot to the gas pedal, so she really plowed into him good. Totaled his car. Yeah, totaled it. I mean, the insurance don't want to fix it no more. Guess what? And now for the rest of the story. He got a new Mercedes. He told his wife to stop saying, we can't afford that. We're going to do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so watch what you say. Do you not know that we serve a God that controls your tomorrow and has everything in his hand? So my exiting message was says, all things work together for the good, He said it was good, saw it was good, and it was good. It must be God is trying to tell me something. My wife and I was just in there praying. Baby, we need to paint the deck.
Hey, boy.
Look, baby. Look, the part right up there near the gutter, it's got a little rot spot. We need to do some work on the backside of the house. God said, y'all want me to fast forward the tape? You want me to let a tree fall on it? Don't tell me. I don't get it, God. There's all
Pesty
things
boy.
Work together. I'm probably
Pesty
getting ready
boy.
To get me a new deck. Yeah.
Pesty Pesty boy.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Pesty
the Lord.
Boy.
Yeah.
I think Country boy, I think you missed
yes.
your calling. You should be a minister.
I am. I'm a marketplace minister. I've been doing it for years. My first name before they called me Country Boy, they called me a spiritual ninja.
A marketplace minister.
What is a marketplace minister?
Go to Better Changers, Better World Changers. It's all that Kurt was asking you about, that's the call that we have tonight. A Better World Changers. It's not really church. It's speaking to the people consciously that know that they have a powerful force that created them, first
mm-hmm.
of all. All of us have been taught that in the chapels and in the mosques and all the places, but they forgot how, and not trying to be little pastors in the prophets and the bishops and stuff, but they never really taught us how to take our God back into the workplace. When you view that video on Better World Changes, it shows you how the government created and controlled everything. And then right next to the government was what they call the business mountain. The business mountain controls all the mountains, but we don't know how to include God in our business. Just because you named it holy something something after a God, now people don't even go to your website. They think you're one of them spiritual people. They need to stay away from you. So we really never learn how to do business, what we've been taught and sent here to do. Take the spoils and bring them back into the ministry. That's what I've been doing for 35 or 40 years of my life. That's why I'm able to train a 3-year-old how to have their own water line and have a scholarship fund. That's how God especially anointed me, that I put 6,000 plus women, children in business in the last 10 years and trained 37 millionaires, and all of them are younger than me. They said, well, Country Boy, how do you do that? Because it's not me. He's just using me because he can trust me. I don't need to be in some. When I worked 20 years in the DeKalb County school system and worked at 60 different schools in Georgia, the first time I got in trouble, they called me over and said, Country Boy, we hear that you're working with kids after school hours. Is that true? Yes, ma'am. We hear that some of the kids you're working after school hours, that you've been taking them over to your place, yeah? I have a 990-acre lake, and these 14 kids, I took them fishing because they'd never been fishing before, and all of them caught fish. Well, Country Boy, are any of the kids that you're working with after school hours, are any of them females? Yes, sir. Well, have you come in body contact with any of these little girlfriends? Yeah, I hug them every day and tell them they're going to grow up to be somebody. Well, you're not supposed to do that, and you're not supposed to do this. So what did I do? I put my spiritual ministry cap back on, and I'm a corporate America reject, so I'm a rule breaker. If they tell me you can't do it that way, I jump to another level. So what I do, here's the last one. There's 5 levels of intelligence. The first level of intelligence is called smart. I was real smart. I scored 162 in my IQ. My first hello to the world was something called the Cabbage Patch Dolls. Y'all remember that? Way back in the 70s, Xavier Roberts giving credit where credit's due. I made the world believe that a baby doll was real. My first product when I was 12 was something called Air. I'm one of those little crazy people behind the scene that decided that Quick Trip will give you free air here in Georgia. But if you go to them gas stations, they sell it to you. I make money off of air that goes in your tire. By the time I was 17, I had my first government contract. I was still selling them air. I call it air, but the hospitals call it oxygen because I'm a minority distributor of oxygen with hospitals. But they tell me you sell people air. No, when the Olympics came to Atlanta, I partnered up with Bobby Dodds, the little ones that are schizophrenic and bipolar and come in. Mr. Dorsey, you say you can try being taught how to be an entrepreneur? I'm an entrepreneur in my spirit. I may not be able to learn fast like everybody else, but you told me to put 6 teaspoons of dirt in the Ziploc bag and shut it well tight. See, that's about the same size of a pack of cigarettes, Mr. Dorsey. I can count to 6 all by myself, and I spill it in the recycle bowl. If it get dirty, we won't even know it's dirty. We put it in another bag, and they won't even know it's dirty because it's dirt, Mr. Dorsey. On the label, I put a picture of the Atlanta skyline. I needed an adjective more than one. Authentic, Georgia, red, clay. You call it dirt, and I made $1.7 million selling them crazy people dirt. Miracle Outreach in Florida. I only raised $38,000 back in February. We sold them sand, except I put it in a vial, and they love the pink and the blue in the same vial. Sand, I get it from the beach for free. The company that gives me the vials, they donate them and write them off on their taxes and get the money back. That's why they call me a fundraising specialist. I think outside the box. No, I live outside of the box. We're going to do what they say could not be done through Christ, and we're going to give him all the glory, all the praise. Last one. I'm working with the NBA right now. I'm taking the little children off the back of milk cartons. So every time the NBA drinks a bottle of water, I don't care if it's the Hawks or the Lakers, part of the proceeds goes to my non-for-profit organization, AtlantaChildren.org. The ones that fell through the cracks, the ones that don't have a GED, and by the time they reach me, 14 to 16 years of age, they've been to 6 to 8 different foster homes, and nobody wants them. God says, I love all the little children. Country Boy does, too, because I made him in my own image. I'm going to make 10 millionaires this year. City of Atlanta just said, we them little boys are standing on the corner selling water. Country Boy, can you help us turn the water boys into businessmen? Yeah. So we got things. We're doing what they say can't be done. I just inherited a prison, a 287-acre prison. They shut it down, slave camp. Now we're converting it to veteran housing. Yeah. They shouldn't be sleeping underneath the bridges. We're going to let them sleep in the old, what they call the prison. State of the art, has an indoor pool, gymnasium, industrial cafeteria, computer terminals. Only 142 computers are already ready in there. They're ready for their online businesses. I only have 12,000 to offer through my travel business, and I can train them for free, and it won't cost me nothing. You want me to stop or you want me to continue? I'm not playing. We're at war over here, and God says, many are called, and few are chosen. I'm just the chosen one, the little bitty caterpillar that comes from the northeast Georgia mountains. And the exit, I'm just a little old country boy, straight out of the northeast Georgia woods that still believes in good and blesses people the same way that the divine creator would. And I told you guys, if you want to catch this agape kind of disease that I got when I was a baby child, I was anointed before I was appointed. So I'm going to give it to you one more time. If you want to experience some love and hope today, then you start by going out and giving some love and hope and kindness away. I tell the kids, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better. Whatever it is that you do, do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give love, hope, and kindness away, it comes right back to you. And then my little children come in at the end and says, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing. Back over you, sir.
We have about 60 seconds ago. Thank you, everybody, for attending the show tonight or today. I am going to look up that the Bible study for tonight.
You call me, and I'll get you that number. Kurt, I'll text you that number, ma'am, whoever that was. For real, it's too long to give it to you. You call Rick's in Colorado. You call the numbers in Boston, Massachusetts, the call center, but we never changed it. There's a 6 or 7-digit code that goes with it. We'll make sure and put it there, and I'll make sure Ron posts it on the website so everybody can find it. It is no, okay. We're not questioning what walk of faith you are. We're one call, one call, one call. I call it one nation
okay.
under love. That's when we'll get
okay.
the information
okay.
we got to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 10 seconds. I just want to sign off. Thank you very much for attending the show today. I don't know if I'm going to be here next Monday because of Memorial Day weekend, but I will find out. I'll probably be on Wednesday, too. So everybody have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Bye. Take care, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye, Kurt.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Mary, we'll make sure to talk, sweetie.